and Gabrielle was born on January the 29th, 2002 in Toulon, France. Now, growing up, she was known as an affectionate child with a calm character, quite shy and very interior, and easily worries about those she loves. From the age of 2.5, she showed great attention to the suffering of others because she would always rush to the crucifix of the church scene. On September of 2007, she entered first grade. She, who is usually shy, strives to reach out to new people to offer to be their friend. When she'd see a child alone in the yard or at birthday parties, she tries to get him to join the group. If she wasn't able to, she would play with him. That shows so much about the love she had for those around her. Now, it was in the summer of 2008 that Anne Gabrielle complained of a pain in her right leg. Her parents thought that it was because of the walks they usually take in the Alps, but the pain only seemed to get worse as Anne Gabrielle would limp more and wake up every night. On February 24, 2009, a bone biopsy revealed Ewing sarcoma, a very serious bone cancer. She was then admitted at Timon Hospital in Moselle, where it was found that the disease had already spread to other parts of her body, which were signs of very little hope of recovery. Now, she would regularly ask why did God choose her for this ordeal, but it was her parish priest who helped her understand that she could give meaning to her sufferings by offering it for various intentions in union with that of the Savior. She accepted this, and so this became a starting point of her path to holiness.
I sometimes tell myself that God gives me a lot, heartache, chemo, and tests when I'm in pain. I would like to know why He chose me and not someone else. It's still a lot, but I want to accept it. I love you, my God.
On March 3rd, 2009, Anne Gabrielle began a first course of chemotherapy. The effects of chemotherapy were very painful, but Anne drew all her strength from the suffering Christ. She also manifests a great love for the Blessed Virgin, punctuating her day with a Hail Mary. Shortly after, she loses her hair, from which she suffers a lot, because children of her age begin to make fun of her, and this was something that had upset Anne. But she goes on to tell her mother,
I think of all those I have hurt and whom I cannot ask for forgiveness. I regret not being able to ask for their forgiveness. I think of all those who have made fun of me. I still blame them, but today I want to forgive them.
On April 30th, 2009, the MRI revealed remission, but the doctors reminded her parents that within 5 years, their daughter would have died, which brought about anxiety in them that they chose to keep silent. But little Anne told her parents,
Why do you worry? I know that everything will be fine because the good Lord will make everything go well.
On June the 7th, Anne Gabrielle made her first Holy Communion after many adventures. It was an intense and emotional moment for those who attended. Her parish priest testified, I have never seen anyone take communion like she did. For my priestly heart, this remains a very moving moment.
You realize that He is going to come into my heart, truly present. Him, all of it. I cannot wait.
Now, as time passed, her sufferings became intense that she could no longer move about, as each movement caused a great pain. She had told her mother that she was going to become very dizzy, as she had asked the good Lord to give her all of the sufferings of the children in the hospital. She would tell her mother to offer up novenas for the souls in purgatory, but especially for sinners, as she found it dreadful that souls continued to be lost despite the passion of Jesus.
When I see the Sacred Heart putting one hand on His heart and stretching out the other, I have the impression that He is saying to us, I am filling you with graces, and you are humiliating me.
Now, one may wonder where this little girl found all her strength to endure so much suffering and yet continued to ask for more, something that even we as adults hide from. The answer to all of this can be found in one of her tiny notebooks.
My God, if only you knew how much I love you and trust you.
On the night of July the 7th to the 8th, Anne Gabrielle, victim of a stroke, wakes up with a very violent pain in the head, then falls into a kind of a comatose suffocation. Against all odds, she does not die. The next day, her parents fight to get her back to their home in Toulon so she can die there, knowing how much she hates being in the hospital. A month before her death, she said,
This morning I offered sacrifices for the souls in purgatory. Say, do you think that the souls that I will have delivered by my sacrifices, they will be able to do something for me when I die? Do you think they know that somewhere on earth there's an 8-year-old girl hurting for them?
And very quickly, she turns to God, and until the end, she offers all her sufferings. After 30 hours of agony, she returns her soul to God at 11:50 p.m. on Friday, July the 23rd, 2010. For us, she embodies the gospel in what is most concrete and smallest. What she has achieved with all her simplicity and childlike humility is very similar to the little way of Saint Therese. By the offering of her life, she overcame her suffering and the fear of death, which were very real. She overcame everything by saying, "Yes, I accept. Yes, I offer." It is an extremely simple path of holiness, but also extremely beautiful. By her example, she turned us completely towards heaven. The fact that the church leans on Anne Gabriel today shows how great one is when one is small. Servant of God, Anne Gabriel Kion, pray for us.